Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate March 8th. The moon slides across the body of Taurus, the bull, tonight. It's roughly halfway between his face and shoulder. Both features are outlined by star clusters. The face is outlined by the Hyades, which forms a V. The bright orange star Aldebaran represents the bull's eye at one point of the V. It's not part of the cluster, though. It's only about half as far away. The shoulder is marked by the Pleiades, a sparkly collection of stars that looks like a small dipper. The Hyades is the closest of all star clusters, just 150 light-years away. It consists of a few hundred stars. They're packed together in a ball that's about 65 light-years across. The cluster actually contains more stars outside that zone, but they're barely holding on. They're being tugged by the gravity of some of the Milky Way's giant clouds of gas and dust, as well as its spiral arms. In another 100 million years or so, most of the stars of the Hyades will have been pulled away, and the cluster will cease to exist. The Hyades is about 625 million years old. The Pleiades, on the other hand, is just 115 million years old. It's about three times farther than Hyades and about twice as massive. It contains at least 1,000 stars. Yet, it too is being pulled apart. As the Hyades fades away, so will the Pleiades, leaving the bull without his prominent face and shoulder. More about the moon and Taurus tomorrow. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.